Hello.
Hi, is this Jerry?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Jerry. My name is Samantha Hayes. I'm calling you from Penguin Book Writers. I will be your dedicated project manager. How are you doing today?
Oh, yeah, very good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. I hope I did not call you at a bad time.
No, this is fine.
Okay, perfect. First of all, welcome on board, Jerry. I will guide you in regards to the process, but before I do that, I have a couple of questions myself to ask you, if you allow me.
Okay.
All right, so we are working on the editing side of your book. Let me ask you
Yes,
this.
ma'am.
Is the manuscript ready, and what exactly are you
Yes.
anticipating in terms of the editing part?
Yes, ma'am. The book is ready. This is the second book. I've already had the first book, this is a trilogy. The first book has already been published, and it's online available.
Okay.
The second book is once you read the story, this will make a lot more sense. But the first book starts in 1880s in Kentucky, and then the second book continues in Kentucky, but then moves to northern Canada, and then the third book finishes in Canada, but it's the year 2054.
All right,
So
interesting.
it's spanning
So,
over 100 years.
right. All right, so it's a trilogy overall, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what inspired you to write this book? Is that based on a nonfiction or real life event, or is it completely fiction?
No, it's completely fiction.
Okay, so let me ask you this. What exactly inspired you to come up with the story? How did you end up writing this trilogy?
Well, to start with, about 3 years ago, my wife and I were going on vacation somewhere. We don't remember where we were at, but we were riding along, and she said, "I got a story in my head I've had for 20 years." And I was like, "Okay, tell it." So she told me her story, and I got to thinking about that, and it was a pretty good story. It just needed a little, to put it in words is kind of a different matter. But so she and I worked on it for about a year, I guess. And then we had it published, like I said. And we didn't spend any money on advertising simply because, I mean, we're not known as writers. We just wanted to get a feel for, the business of, writing. So we got quite a bit of good feedback from that first book. But our publisher that we went with on that first book, she's in Alpharetta, at BookLogix, Angela. I only know it was Angela. She's the business owner down there, but just a really, really nice lady. But and the first book is, I think if you read it, you'll enjoy it. But we're kind of in a position where we're looking for somebody to maybe a little more mainstream than a vanity publisher.
Gotcha. All right, well, you've come to the right place then, Jerry. We will help you out in regards to that. Let me really quickly explain to you the process. You must have already received an invitation from Creative Design Agency. That is our online portal. So the first thing
Okay.
that you are required to do is sign up on the portal and go to the messages section. Once you
Okay.
go to the messages section, you're going to find my message there. You click on it, it's going to let you open up the entire message. And right below my message, you will have an option to add a reply. So you click on
Okay.
that, and you fill out the brief form that I've sent you, upload the manuscript that is there, and you just send it back to me on the portal. And we'll keep all our communication there for the record, okay?
Okay, now if I send this in a PDF form, is that all right?
Yeah, that's completely fine. We will be able to convert that. You haven't worked on the formatting part yet, correct?
No, not now. See, we went through the editing with the first book, and that took a while. It took us about 6 months to get all the way through the editing.
Right.
So, I mean, I didn't start out as a fantastic writer. But I kind of learned from that first one.
Mm-hmm.
So this the second one is it's a lot better written story, but mm-hmm. it's still got to be edited.
Of course.
I don't think you're going to sweat over it.
Well, let me explain to you how we'll be doing that. The team that will review the complete manuscript will provide you an editorial report first, like a critical evaluation on the entire manuscript, okay, in which they will dissect the manuscript and they'll provide you all the strengths, the weaknesses, along with recommendations that they feel might improve the book, okay?
Uh-huh.
So they will give you all those pointers in the first report that I'll be sending you after you have submitted your manuscript. It's going to take like 6 to 7 working days for them to review the complete book and then, you know, give you a short report. And once you receive the report, you can either agree to their suggestions or disagree to them. Of course, it's your book, so you don't have to agree with everything that they say, right?
Right.
So you decide what kind of changes or edits you would like them to make in the manuscript. So we'll begin from there.
Right.
Once you provide your feedback on it, let's say, for example, I'm giving you 10 pointers in the editorial report. You might as well disagree to 6 out of them. So you just let me know that, you know what, Samantha, I don't agree with all of them, all the pointers, so I don't want all of them to be implemented on the manuscript. I just want to focus on these 6 points, maybe. I'm just giving you a vague example, you know, in regards to how you can respond to the editorial report. Now, based on your feedback...
Yeah, that's kind of what we went through. That's kind of what we went through with the first book.
Right. So it's going to be exactly the same, okay? So we'll give you...
Right.
A sense of direction. You just need to, you know, provide your feedback in terms of assuring that, all right, you know what, you need to take this particular route or this particular route in terms of editing the book. Because, you know, having the book edited, it's a vast field. I mean, you can pretty much change anything.
Oh, yeah.
And by the time by the time you end up with the process, the complete book is, you know, something else. So it doesn't stop. It never stops. So we'll just have
to... Hey, this ain't the story I told.
Exactly. So that happened.
Well,
I actually had a customer, and every time I would send him something to review, like 10, 15 pages, you know, every time I send him that, he's going to edit the remaining, the previous 250 pages all the time.
No, that's what actually my wife and I actually were co-authors, but that's what we learned to do from that first book to that second book was to let the, you have to have a flow of a main idea flowing through the body of the work.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think if you can keep the reader on that thread, I think they'll enjoy the book a whole lot more.
Absolutely. So there has to be a certain pattern or, you know, certain guidelines that we should follow. Otherwise, we'll, you know, keep editing the book forever, and it's never going to be out. So, yeah, that's pretty much the process. And
I know that first book editing was tough. Yeah, that was tough.
Of course, that must be your first time. So, of course, this is
that was the first.
As bad as that. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe it won't be so bad this time.
Yes, of course. So that is pretty much it. Let me ask you this. Do you have any deadline or timeline for the project?
No.
All right.
Can you confirm
the page count, the total number of pages on the second book?
I hadn't even opened that thing in a while. I think it's like 240.
Okay.
But now that might be with all the information pages and all that stuff in there, and I don't remember exactly.
Of course. And we are not even sure what trim size the manuscript is in currently. So depending on that, we can just determine a deadline. Let me just give you a rough estimate. When we are working on a book that is of, let's say, 150 to 200 pages, it actually takes 2 to 3 months for us to complete the editing, depending on the number of revisions, of course. If there are, like, multiple revisions, then, of course, the timeline will extend automatically. But if there are just one round of every chapter, then most probably we'll be able to wrap this up in 3 to 4 months max, no longer than that. Okay?
Sounds perfect to me.
Okay, perfect. Now, lastly, have you thought about the book cover?
I've already got it.
Okay.
I've got it digitized, too.
That's wonderful.
I send that.
All right. Yeah, you can share that with me. So maybe I'll run that with my design team as well. Let's see what they think about it, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, that is pretty much from my end, Jerry. Pardon my voice. I'm just not feeling well. Got the viral, so.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's all right. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
so,
I try to stay away from people myself.
Yes, please take care of yourself.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's true.
Yeah, and it's bad. So.
Well, that was when we first started constructing this story, you know, our first book.
Mm-hmm.
It was about 4 months before the pandemic set in.
Okay.
But as I was writing that, we got to thinking about the story.
Mm-hmm.
If people are going to be home a lot, they mm-hmm. need something to read. So
Absolutely.
Give them a good story and they'll buy it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But what other time to launch a book than the pandemic itself? I mean, a lot of people came out and, you know, had the books done. So that was a good opportunity.
Right.
I mean, for the people to stay at home and work on something, you know, creative, something productive like that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we were all
really.
Running in a race, you know, around the clock,
exactly.
going to work, coming back home, and sleeping over it, and then the next day starts all over again.
Exactly. It gets kind of monotonous, but, I mean, if you have any creativity, you can get a lot of stuff done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's required sometimes, Jerry. We need to take a pause, stop, and, you know, do something productive in our lives for once. I feel like that sometimes, you know, like we're always running.
Hey, are you sitting in front of a computer?
Yes, of course I am.
Hey, go to our website, www.throckmort.com. Throckmort.
Okay. It says it cannot be reached. Let me see. I must be spelling it wrong. Can you spell that for me one more time?
It's spelled Throckmort, Throckmort. Throckmort.
M-O-R-T. Okay.
That's the main character in the books.
All right. It's coming up. Let's see.
You see it there?
Yes, I see that. There's a synopsis there as well. In the fall of 1880, four friends from a small Kentucky town decide that the wonderment of a big city is on the agenda and embark on a journey that will change their life forever. Okay. One of them, it will be the end. All right, so it's like a mystery thriller type, right? The first book?
Yeah, it's a historical mystery whodunit kind of thing.
Wonderful, wonderful. I would really love to read the first one so, you know, I can make more sense of the second one itself. Do you have...
Well, it's available. You can order it right there. You can order it from right there. It's on Amazon. You can order it from the book publisher down in Atlanta.
Right. Okay.
If you want a print book.
Yes, of course. So let me just go ahead and discuss this with the team as well. And by what time do you think you'll be able to send me all the stuff?
What's the date? Monday? I could have it to you by tomorrow afternoon sometime. Would that be all right?
Okay. All right. No rush. Whenever you're ready, just send it to me and drop me a text message. Do you have my cell number?
Is it the one you called me on?
No, this is actually the landline number from the office. My cell number is included in the message that I've left for you. Or if you're ready with a pen and a paper, I can, you know, go ahead and provide that to you now.
Well, I'm outside on the street, walking up the street, but I'll open that text or that message that you sent me and get your number, so I'll have your direct contact, correct?
Yes, that is correct. I just wanted to give you that just in case if you have any concerns, queries, you're getting stuck with the portal, you just drop me a text, okay?
Yes, ma'am, I sure will.
All right, then. That's pretty much it, Jerry. I'm going to let you go now, and I'll be waiting for your response in terms of the manuscript and the book cover, all right?
Okay. Thank you, Samantha.
Thank you so much for your time. You take good care of yourself, and welcome on board once again.
Thank you. You have a good afternoon, evening.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.